This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That is targeted toward eligible producers of rice, cotton, soybeans, and sweet potatoes. It's in certain counties and states for which there was a secretarial disaster designation based on excessive moisture conditions for the 2009 crop year. There is a map that's available. We have a version posted on the National Cotton Council's website at cotton.org. If a producer has a question as to whether or not he's in an eligible county, USDA said there were approximately 950 counties in 34 states that received that particular secretarial designation due to excess moisture. A number of those are Cotton Belt states, but again, it depends on the particular county's designation, so a producer will need to check, perhaps with his local FSA office, to see if he's in an eligible county.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If a producer is in an eligible county and planted one of those eligible crops, there's still some other eligibility requirements that a producer will have to meet. They will have to have on file an existing FSA Form 578, which is a report of acreage for the 09 crop. So they do have to be on file with FSA having either planted or considered planted acreage to one of those four crops included in the program. And again, it'll have to be located in an eligible county. The other big requirement for a producer to be aware of is that there must have been a 5% or greater loss in crop quality or quantity for one of those eligible crops. That 5% loss is, I think, measured either against a producer's APH yield or an expected county yield. That is a loss that is self-certified by the producer, but they must retain records because USDA could come back to verify that loss.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The loss in eligibility is on a crop-by-crop basis. So if a producer had a 5% loss on perhaps their upland cotton but did not have the loss on soybeans, they could go in and apply for the cotton payment and not the soybean. In terms of the per-acre payment rates, USDA has also announced those rates for upland cotton. It's $17.70 per acre. For soybeans, it's $15.62 per acre. There's also payments for rice as well as sweet potatoes. So a producer's payments will be based off of his acreage that was planted or considered planted, his share of those acres, if he was involved in that operation with another producer, for example, and then ultimately the per-acre payment.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They'll be able to verify all of the eligibility requirements and help you through the process. They will also have the specific application form that a producer will need to fill out and will need to file with FSA. I don't think we know the exact timetable yet of when payments will be distributed, but producers will have to go through this application process, fill out the applicable forms, and have those turned into FSAs. There are time constraints. Once this is published in the Federal Register, producers will have a 45-day window to go into their FSA office and submit their application for the program.